That's Atomic Kitten and Kool and the Gang. They got together. They said it was ladies' night at 6:30. It's time with the compliments of the Okehampton guest house to talk to Greg. Find out if we should stay in bed or go surfing this morning. Greg, very good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Okay, it's one of those few mornings where this time of year I don't say what a fantastic sunrise we're going to have this morning, because I can't see it yet. We didn't really see the sun yesterday either. And we've got a little bit of cloud cover, so let's see what happens during the day. Good news is northwesterly winds this morning, small to mid-range swell, sort of 2 to 3 feet, and should be some fun waves around once we can see what's going on. Spots to check today, especially with the dropping tide, will be the beach breaks, Eastern Beach, Nahoon Beach Break, Bonza Bay, and then as that northwesterly settles a bit through the mid-morning, we should see some waves on the reef and point breaks as well. So check that out. Nahoon Reef, a good option. Canoobie Point, possibly, and Queensbury Bay. So with that sort of small mid-range swell, lots of options for surf today at most of our breaks. Onto the tides, we do have a low tide this morning at around 20 past 11, and then this evening just on dark, 5:30 is your high tide. Water temperature is still sitting decent out there, 20 degrees out on Bob. So, yeah, all in all, a decent day for surf. Just a note, there has been a large seal making itself quite at home around sort of Nahoon Reef into corner, that sort of area. I know it has been giving a few people some surprises and saying hello. It seems to be behaving itself for now, but yeah, just keep an eye. It's quite a large seal, and it can give you a little bit of a hello every now and then. It was having a great time yesterday with a very low tide, spring low tide. It was on the pinnacle at Nahoon Reef, a big rock that sticks out on the inside, and he thought he would spend a bit of time around there. So yeah, keep an eye out. It does seem to be hanging around. I think it's the same seal we've seen sort of also around Eastern Beach into Orient. So yeah, he seems to be covering a bit of distance through the day. So yeah, keep an eye out for him.
Probably looking out, waiting for the sardines to come through and get a little bit of a free meal.
Yeah, there has been, as far as I can see, a bit of sardine action already, quite far out at this stage. But yeah, we're in that time now. This next 2 weeks is when we're going to see all the action. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Definitely. On what's today? Wednesday. On Monday, I saw quite a pack of birds very far out. But we'll keep an eye on that over the coming weeks.
And just sort of without being a fearmonger or anything like that, but of course the apex predator also possibly joins the sardines. So you know, just keep a lookout.
Yeah. Obviously, it's keep a lookout. And if the warning signs are there, then stay out the water for sure.
No, definitely. So, Greg, thank you very much. Have a great day and look forward to chatting again tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Greg. Cheerio. That's Greg Emsley with today's Surf Report, brought to you with the kind compliments of the Okehampton Guesthouse.
The Okehampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Okehampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Okehampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.okehampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Having a look at the weather forecast, the information supplied by the SA Weather Service. And we start with severe weather alerts. There are no impact-based warnings, fire dangers or advisories. The western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today. Fine and cool to cold with morning and evening fog likely in the extreme southern interior. Coastal wind light northerly becoming light easterly. Eastern half of the Eastern Cape. Fine and cool to cold with morning and evening fog likely in the extreme south. Coastal wind light northerly becoming light southeasterly. Traveling